This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This has been, with some merit, I think, a very jobs-heavy show today. So that is where we'll go out with the job of working the powwow circuit. Powwows draw competitive native dancers and singers from all over the continent, and there is an economy that's been built up around them, prize money changing hands, and vendors who make their living on the circuit, selling everything from Indian tacos to high-end jewelry. The Gathering of Nations powwow returned to Albuquerque this year for the first time since 2019. People from hundreds of tribes taking in the sights and sounds. Marketplace's Savannah Marr talked to some of the sellers about how they made it through the pandemic and how it's been getting back in the game.
At the first Gathering of Nations in 2 years, most of the attention is on the dance arena. But between contests, folks make their way over to the vendors' tables and shop for everything from ribbon skirts and Pueblo pottery to wampum jewelry, made from the purple part of a quahog shell. That's what Pequot artist Dan Simons is selling at his booth. 2 years ago, when the first big powwow was canceled, he wasn't sure his business would survive.
I was sitting on my couch, you know, that evening, just like, what am I going to do? Because there was no outlets for my work.
That evening on the couch, he had an idea.
I just started this group on Facebook
called Social Distance Powwow. And within days, hundreds of dancers, singers, vendors, and spectators joined.
1 week later, there was thousands. 2 weeks later, there was even hundreds of thousands.
Giving Native artists a place to market their work.
If I didn't have that page, being able to, you know, even grow my own business audience through that, I wouldn't have made it.
Now, Simons is back to his old face-to-face, on-the-road business model. A model that's gotten a lot more expensive.
Cost of even me getting here, you know, the gas was, you know, hundreds of dollars coming here. This booth space alone was $750.
Costs that add up when you're traveling to a different powwow every weekend and when the job can take you from Colorado to Connecticut to Manitoba all in one season. And many vendors here at Gathering of Nations are paying a lot more for materials, too.
You have your beads, you have your thread, your leather.
At her booth, Navajo beadwork artist Loretta Benali is selling things like earrings and medallions. She says adjusting prices to meet her rising costs has been tricky. Some non-native tourists see a $60 price tag on hand-beaded jewelry and get sticker shock.
Some of them that don't know a whole lot about it, they'll come and they'll say, wow, that's really pricey, you know?
Back home in Nebraska, Benali also beads custom-ordered regalia sets that take weeks or months to finish. And the market for those pricier pieces, the kind worn by dancers at powwows, is kind of limited. Even with her costs rising, Benali can't charge more than those dancers are able to pay.
Somebody's really into something and down on their luck, you know, I'll give them a break because it's kind of hard times right now.
For Eastern Shoshone artist Joanne Bringsthunder, it's clear the powwow community is on a tighter budget.
The disposable income at this show is just not there.
Bringsthunder makes narrative art on historic ledger paper, her take on the historic plains drawing style. She also makes jewelry and has her own line of textiles. Luxuries, she says some folks can't afford at this year's Gathering of Nations.
I think the gas prices and the food costs, just the cost of living just to survive, is definitely hitting people's pocketbooks.
Looking at a potentially slow sales season at in-person events, Bringsthunder is glad she focused on her online presence during the pandemic.
On Facebook and Instagram, I can post something and it's usually sold pretty quickly. My customers watch for that. If I'm not at a powwow they're at, they'll hit me up.
She fears events like Gathering of Nations just aren't accessible anymore to young Native artists just starting out. Her advice for those artists? Market your work on social media before you hit the powwow trail. In Albuquerque, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.